Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You are on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are also on DSTV 882. Do visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. My guest this afternoon, Hlengiwe Lubuzo, she's a wife, she's a mother, she's the founder of the TV program, The Wife. Mm-hmm, I like that. Mm-hmm. That is currently airing on TBN in Africa. And this afternoon, we'll be talking about the vision that God has laid in her heart for wives, you know, especially or specifically. And she will share more on that. Mahlengs, welcome to Radio Pulpit once again. And how are you, sis?
I'm fine, and you, sis Impose?
I'm good.
I'm fine.
Good to have you here.
Yes, thank you.
So, Hlengiwe, before we get into things, please give us a bit of a background about who you are and where you come from. Like, ukulele kuphi? Where do you come from? You know, just so that we know who you are.
I was born in Swaziland. My father is a Swazi.
Okay.
Then at the age of 15, I was taken to my grandparents at Skawini.
Okay. Is that also in Swaziland?
No.
Okay.
In KZN.
Oh, KZN.
So
okay.
I was born in Swaziland. Then at the age of 15, I came here in South Africa to live with my grandparents. My mom is a South African.
Okay.
So just to emphasize, I'm a citizen.
Yeah, you are indeed a citizen. Yeah.
And so I attended my high school at Kula Senior Secondary, one of the schools in at Skawini Township.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
So then I went to University of Zululand. I did become business management.
Okay.
And then I went to Cape Town and worked for another company, like an insurance company.
Okay.
Short-term insurance. Mm. And then I went back to Durban and then in Johannesburg. Yeah, it's a long story.
But long story short, born in Swaziland, grew up in South Africa in KZN, studied here, BCom management, and here you are today.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
I'm a wife.
You're a wife. I like that. So,
it's a ministry.
It is.
It is.
So, tell me about The Wife. So you currently have this program on TBN in Africa.
Yes.
What is the story behind this vision, and how did God give it to you? How did you end up having to package it as a TV program? What was God saying to you about The Wife? What is the message behind it, the ministry behind it?
Okay.
Did it happen after you became a wife, before? You know, just take us through the journey.
Okay. It all started when I got married in 2008.
Okay.
Unprepared. How the story started.
I get you.
But God gave me the instruction during lockdown, like closer to lockdown, actually. So, being a wife, it's a ministry.
It is. And I think a lot of married people, I include myself, we overlook it. We think we just get married wearing, you know, be Mrs. Bani Bani, but there's more
have
to
the
marriage
crown and everything.
Yeah,
and
it's a ministry.
It's a ministry, and then there's a verse like it's Matthew chapter 19 that says, "Not everyone is read, or not everyone can get married."
Sure,
marriage requires a certain aptitude and grace. Mm. So, meaning you must be emotionally, physically, and mentally strong.
Amen.
So, if you enter the institution not prepared, you are bound to fail.
Sure.
Because it requires a certain mindset.
Sure.
Where over and over you must lay yourself down.
Yeah, I was about to say, what does preparing my mindset mean? But I get you now. You are getting into it. You know, being able to lay yourself down. You mentioned
not
it,
to take things seriously. Sometimes your man, your husband, will come home and say, "Baby, I think you've gained weight. You must lose weight." Don't take it personally. It's his preference choice. He married you slim and you've gained weight. Then he wants you to
look good.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't take an offense.
And many times we take an offense.
We do. Then when he goes out and starts chasing after slim women, then we get offended and we cry and we think God has forsaken us. Yet the man over and over has been telling you to get back to shape.
Yeah.
I know we don't like it. I don't like the gym. I'm just making an example.
I get
one.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's more like your mindset, and you must be a complete package.
Mm.
You can't be half and expect someone else to complete you.
Mm.
When you enter the institution, you must be a complete package,
yeah,
so that you can enjoy the ministry.
Mm.
And because remember, you still need to serve the guy. The guy still need to serve you.
Mm.
So if you're not complete, you're gonna have so much expectations, and if they are not met,
you
look for an exit.
So there's just so much to look at, not just necessarily ukuthi I'm married to this guy. The Bible says husbands love your wives and wives submit. There's more, yes, there's more to loving and submission, complimenting each other, meeting each other halfway, making compromises for each other, praying for each other,
praying for one another,
sure, protecting each other,
yes,
from our families, because you know sometimes you might be married into a family that does not accept you, and your husband has to protect you against his family,
and
vice versa.
You need to pray for them as well, because they
sure.
Because if their protection is important to your husband, so it's important to you as well as a wife. So I always say, if the wife is alive, meaning is a full package, the entire family is fine.
So what do you mean by if a wife is alive? You mean
if you have a relationship with God,
I get you.
Because you're gonna get instructions from God.
You'll be able to pray for your family.
You know, God is so funny that He will tell you what to dress. He will tell you what to cook. So if you have a relationship with God, you know other things that others
don't know.
Sometimes He will wake you at night to pray for your family. So if the wife is fine, has a relationship, I always say, how those who do not have a relationship with God,
how do they survive? I get you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because looking where I am now, I don't think I can make it without God.
Sure. Amazing. Beautiful. Family, my guest this afternoon, her name is Hlengiwe Lubuzo. If you have any questions as we talk, you're welcome to send us a WhatsApp message on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line. Our WhatsApp line is 0826572729. Send us a voice note. If you're a wife and you have experience with being married and what God has taught you regarding being a wife or submitting to your marriage, you know, things like that, you're welcome to send us a WhatsApp or a voice note, 0826572729. So, Hlengiwe, how important is the role of a wife at this day and age? You know, I think many people, many wives don't understand the importance or the role of being a wife. We are always about women empowerment, you know, feminist, but the importance and the role of being a, you know, a modern wife or a wife at this day and age.
Christ in me is a hope of glory. Christ in me is the hope of my family. Christ in me is the hope of my community.
Sure.
It's the hope of my country.
Mm.
So if the wife is fine, and then her mind is fine, you know how to take it. Like it's been said, we must learn to take our space.
Mm-hmm.
You can only take your space if you know who you are. Because we can only know who we are if we are in Christ. And if we do not know who we are, we can't take the space that we're supposed to take. And we will end up fighting battles that we're not even supposed to be fighting.
I get you. So, Hlengiwe, someone on the WhatsApp line said, afternoon, my sister's in God. And she sent through a scripture, Colossians 3, verse 18.
Yes.
And Colossians 3, verse 18 says, wives, submit yourself to your husband as is fitting in the Lord. And wives, it's the same thing. Yeah. So she's just basically agreeing with us on what we are talking about when they sent through the scripture Colossians 3 verse 18 to say, it says, wives, submit yourself to your husbands and it is fitting to the Lord.
Yes.
So thank you so much for your WhatsApp message, because so many times we also just want to be married and live a married life, but don't live according to scripture. We want to choose which scriptures we want to
suits us.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the man remains the head. Whether we like it or not, we can't change God's word.
Amen.
And then the man still has a responsibility to run the household.
Mm.
And yes, because there's another verse that says, I've done a new thing, a woman will encompass a man.
Mm.
So meaning you still cover your family through prayers.
Yeah.
Because we're very good at interceding, praying.
Mm.
But the men still remain the head.
Mm.
We're not trying to shift that or to overtake that. We still know who we are, because we can only influence the country if we know who we are as women. We are powerful. We are really powerful, because remember, they always say behind any successful man there is a powerful woman.
Yeah.
So for this man to excel, we're not saying we can't be in power. We can be in power.
Mm.
But for them, for my husband to excel, I need to back him up through prayer, support system and everything.
Mm.
That's why they'll say, oh, now so-and-so is married.
Mm.
That's why he's like this.
Because
there's always a blessing in that.
Yeah. But now, women, we are powerful, I agree. But I think sometimes, many a time, some women mistake that for the fact that we are powerful. A lot can't really submit to their husband. They don't listen. They don't do things, run them by. Because, you know, one of the things I learned when I entered into marriage is that you don't just do things without consulting with the husband.
Yes.
Not that the husband controls everything, but at the end of the day, he's the head.
Yes.
So me being a powerful
woman.
And he's
your partner.
You know, we are together in this. Yes. So me being, I'm a very bubbly person. Mm. I'm loud.
Yes.
My husband is very quiet and reserved.
Mm.
So my personality comes out very strong, but it doesn't mean that with issues that concerns our marriage, I should not run things through him.
Another thing, because there's this verse that says a divided house can't stand. So you need to be in unit, unison. So when you go fight there, because remember, we're fighting against the principalities of the darkness. So the enemy is fighting against marriages. If you are divided inside the house, how can you fight and defeat the enemy?
Sure.
Because you need to be united, be in one mind.
Yeah.
In terms of how to raise the kids, finances, and everything,
everything.
And chores and everything. You just need to be in one mind, so that he knows what I expect from him.
Mm.
I know what my husband expects from me.
Mm. Sure. No, I get you. So I actually wanted to clarify, to read that scripture that the lady sent earlier about from the book of Colossians about wives, submit yourself to your husband as fitting in the Lord.
Yes.
And husbands, love your wives.
Yes.
And do not be harsh with them.
Hmm, oh, what a beautiful. So I love that. I love that. Baby, don't be harsh with me.
Don't be harsh with me. Yeah. But then saying, how is the program doing so far? Because you have a TV program, The Wife, that's airing currently on TBN in Africa. How is it doing so far, and what sort of feedback do you receive?
Oh, the feedback is amazing.
Mm.
We get messages from people from Ghana, Kenya, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Swaziland. Anyway, Swaziland is home. They still listen to it.
Mm.
So it's really amazing. I remember after episode 3, the gender-based violence, the feedback was overwhelming.
Sure.
And we had to look for assistance somehow, because we had to collaborate with some of the NGOs in terms of counseling those women who are affected through gender-based violence.
Mm.
So then it made me realize that The Wife is not just a TV program.
Mm.
It's there just to equip women. Not that it's there just to tell women that they should leave their marriages, because the objective of The Wife is to remind us to create a platform for women where we can talk about our challenges in order to encourage.
Mm.
Because when you feel like you are all alone, you can end up committing mistakes, because trust me, divorce is painful, is worse than death.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be an option unless your life is in danger. But the program is about creating a platform for women to talk and discuss about their issues and their challenges.
Sure, and also encourage other women.
Yes,
at the same time,
and also educate those ones who are planning to get married. Mm. That when you get married, it's a ministry. It's not just the white gown, the cake, and it's more than that. Mm. So when you enter the, I remember one day I was crying, man. I was praying, crying. And then God said to me, what do you want? Mm. Mm-hmm. Then he said to me, what do you want? I said, I don't want a divorce. And funny enough, God didn't say anything. But I knew there and there that I need to pray for my marriage and for my husband.
Mm. Sure, wow.
And things started to change and my mindset changed thereafter.
Yeah.
I knew that I was into this for life.
Yeah.
I there was no exit. Mm. I made it a point that I closed all doors.
Sure.
Yes.
Hmm. Hlengiwe Lubuzo is my guest, family. If you have any comment, any you can send us a voice note, 0826572729, Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, 0826572729. And Peter sent a message to say, in the King James Bible, it says, in the book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 25, it says, and if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. So yes. It's just what you said earlier on.
Yes.
Hmm. If a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Thank you so much, Peter, for the scripture.
Yes.
Sure.
It's like that. So we need to be work together as a couple. Because remember, God said, let me create a suitable partner for Adam.
Mm.
So you are a suitable partner for the husband. Mm. You need to help him get to where he's supposed to. And he's also going to help you get where you're supposed to.
Sure. And Hlengiwe, we're gonna play a song in a little while, but before we do so, what are some of the lessons that you have learned as a wife, you know, personally in your home and in your marriage? What are kind of lessons you have learned?
That the me should die.
It's no longer about me.
Yes, and forgiveness.
That's powerful.
It's a key element. Mm,
that is powerful. Yes. I always say this, that if you cannot forgive, you are not ready to get married.
Nah. Sometimes you have to forgive even if it hurts.
Yeah. Even when you know that the other one is wrong, you are right.
There is an episode.
But for peace sake and for the purpose of building up your marriage and your home.
And God can't be there when you are angry at one another.
Yeah.
So forgiveness is a prerequisite.
Mm. It's
essential. Yeah. If you are married, trust me, you can never build a marriage.
Mm.
If you hold grudges, you can't forgive. Trust, I learned that.
Mm. Holding grudges against your spouse, but yet you are married.
It can't work.
And you are busy praying.
How do you pray?
Sure.
Forgive our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us.
But your own spouse, you can forgive them.
Exactly.
And you know, I'm sure this afternoon there's someone listening, you know, a wife listening. And you know, sometimes I understand, and I'm not making excuses for them. They are men who, maybe their husband has hurt her so much, you know, over and over. And they feel like, I've been forgiving him. I'm tired.
We've been all forgiving.
Yeah.
Trust me. How many times your husband wronged you?
Mm.
They wrong you. Remember the one of the disciples highlighted that or mentioned that to Jesus. How many times should I forgive?
Mm.
And then, by the way, we have a forgiving episode tomorrow so they can listen. We have Pastor Shanae Pretorius and Mam No Pasiga.
They're speaking on the issue of forgiveness.
Of forgiveness.
Sure.
During the recording, I learned a lot.
So as much as someone, if your husband has wronged you, many times, 77 times 7, you still forgive them.
You still forgive. You know that the episode will clarify
everything, a lot. I get
that you. That forgiveness, it does not mean that whatever that person has done is gone.
Yeah. You still have to, or they are right.
You still have to address. Yeah. The I forgive issue. You, love. Yeah. But you still have to address
this,
what led you.
Yeah,
to what you did in a way, so that next time we don't repeat the same mistake.
And if people can seek counseling, they can also seek godly counseling.
Yes.
You know, see a counselor, see a pastor, people who can help them through the journey.
Yeah, it's important.
Sister Pops on our WhatsApp line says, greetings, my sisters. Thank you very much for these important teachings. It is very important for ladies to be aware that marriage is a ministry. Thank you very much for opening our eyes. And that is so powerful. Marriage is a ministry.
It's
a powerful ministry. We like I said, many times we think marriage is the ring and the white dress, but there's more.
You serve it's the children, you serve the community, because now you have to serve his family.
Mm.
You have to serve the community where you base.
Yeah.
So it's not longer about you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Right now we're going to take a song. Here is Yolanda Adams with Open My Heart. When we come back from the 5 o'clock news headlines, I still have Hleng Yuwe. We'll be wrapping up. She'll take us through how people can keep in touch with her and how we can reach the wife on TBN as well. So look forward to it.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, 11 minutes after 5. I am still with Hleng Yuwe Lubuzo in the studio. You still cool, my sister?
Yes, Mpoza.
It's absolutely beautiful having you here. We have a voice note, Mpoza. I think you can play it. It's from Wandile. Let's hear what she says.
A wonderful discussion that you guys are having there in studio. We're really, really learning a lot. I just wanted to run this verse by you guys. It's found in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. It says, submit one to another as of reference to Christ. So if you look at the title of that particular portion of scripture, you realize that it's speaking to both husband as well as wife. So out of that, what we are learning is submission is not only for the wife. That's my understanding. Submission is for both the two parties. We are coming into a marriage. We need to understand that we need to both lay our lives down for each other. It's not one-sided. I think society, and as well as, you know, the Bible and how people have interpreted it over the years, has painted a picture that shows women to be the ones that only, you know, should be the ones that submit to the men, should be the ones that always lays down their lives for the men, they should be the ones who always forgive the men, you know. They should be understanding that men have got faults. So each time a man makes a mistake or has got faults, you must forever be willing to forgive. And there's nothing wrong with that. My issue is, if now we're going to paint men as these, people that we have to revere to the point that we now lose ourselves. We lose ourselves, we honor them to the point that now we are living their lives. We are forced to forget who we are. Whereas, according to this verse, if you can just check it there yourselves, Ephesians 5, verse 21, it says, submit one to another. You know, it's not one-sided. It's a two-way street thing, you know. And I'd like to believe that Christ would not want this relationship in marriage to be one that forever suppresses the one party, and then the other party always rises, just because they are said to be the head. Do you know that God has given women so much wisdom that we have been given, that we can be able to even show our husbands where they are going wrong. But if we are following a belief system that says that we need to always submit ourselves to our husbands, not be, like it says in the word, not be the helper that we are supposed to be, I think we're going to lose it. I think that we potentially going to make the future generation to be as equally oppressed, if it's not a harsh word to use at the moment, oppressed by their husbands the same way that our parents used to be.
Thank you so much, Wandile. That's quite a long message, but you know, you're making sense in so many angles. And and I don't think what we are saying or what Hlengiwe is saying is that women should be suppressed, or we are basically covering the angle of a wife, you know, standing in the gap for
taking
her family.
Taking your position as a wife.
Because we're trying to say, many, or what Hlengiwe's ministry is all about, it's about women rediscovering or realizing that God has given them a purpose, you know, to, I think so many times, maybe it's because I'm also, you know, I'm surrounded by a lot of girlfriends, I mean, female friends. And we talk, and many women sometimes just, we give up easy, we don't want to make things work, we don't want to pray for our families, we are quick to move from one relationship to the other. And when you are married, it's not like that. When you are married, it's a very different story. It's a ministry. Women taking up their position. We're not saying, I'm personally not saying anyone should be suppressed. I would not want that to happen
and
to me.
And God won't want that as well.
When you say submission, we're not saying be abused. When there's a difference between being abused and, you know, honoring and loving your husband.
I like what Mom Dlomo said, Prophetess Dlomo said on the first episode of The Wife. She mentioned that on Proverbs 31, before it talks about the wife of noble character, it talks about the mother of the boy, of the prince, telling him how he ought to behave. So the training starts with the son. Then it's easier for the wife if the son is prepared, if the man is prepared. So meaning, if my husband or your man is prepared, is trained to become the husband, it's easier for you as a wife to become what you ought to be or what you are destined to. So it's not just a one-way thing. We see only the wife supposed to. Yes, they also have a responsibility towards their wives. Because remember, if a husband doesn't fulfill or doesn't treat his wife the way he ought to, even his prayers get hindered. So it's not just that the husband, they can treat us anyhow and then they get away with that. It doesn't work like that. If my husband doesn't treat me well, all his things will fall apart.
Because as Wandile was saying, God has given women so much wisdom that we are able to guide our husbands.
And to advise them the same way that Esther did. Do you understand what I'm saying? When there was a decree that was issued for all the Jews to die, Esther managed to turn that one the other way. So meaning the wisdom that was upon Esther helped her to save her nation in a way. So meaning we need that kind of a wisdom, that kind of wisdom as wives, as women. We're not saying that men, they must leave their responsibilities.
Exactly.
No, because if they don't act accordingly, God will punish them. God hates unjust.
But thank you so much, Wandile. You know, she said a mouthful. She's a wise woman.
Yes, she is. She
I love that. Yes, I love that. She's very assertive and also saying we should submit to one another as a man and a woman. But I think we just want to encourage
wives more. But we reciprocate. If the man loves me, so it won't be difficult for me to submit. You know how we are. If the man it shows some love, sure, treats you well, hey, it's not difficult to submit.
Hmm. Sure.
The only men who will fight for you to submit, hey, you must submit, you must know the man somehow.
Something is wrong.
Yes, he's not doing, he's lacking somehow, somewhere.
Because he's busy forcing,
yes,
you to submit.
If you know that you are a man and you are fulfilling your duties, yeah, and your roles.
Submission comes naturally, yes, from the wife.
Yes.
Sure, I hear you. Hlengiwe, what message of encouragement do you have for wives listening this afternoon? What last message can you give to them?
Pray for your family, mm, pray for your kids, pray for your husband.
Pray.
Yes,
prayer.
Prayer.
Yeah. Prayer, yes. Nothing else but prayer.
Prayer, cover them, mm, and then like God first, your family, and everything else after.
Mm. Amen. Mm. And how can people get in touch with you? How do we follow you? But before, how do people get to watch The Wife? When is The Wife on air and what time?
Okay, I like how you say it. Yeah. I think we stick to The Wife, not me.
In a way. No, I mean, yeah, when I mean you, I mean like your pro. How do, yes, people follow?
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. The Wife is The Wife on Instagram, is The Wife _ Talk.
Okay, The Wife _ Talk on, yeah, Instagram.
You're on Instagram. Okay. Then on Facebook is The Wife on TBN.
Okay.
Yes, and then we, it's on Tuesdays, 7:30 p.m.
Okay, Tuesdays, 7:30 p.m. in, yes, the evening.
In the evening,
okay,
yes.
So, family, if you want to follow The Wife on TBN, on Instagram is The Wife _
Talk.
Talk,
yes.
The Wife _ Talk on Instagram, on Facebook is The Wife at TBN.
Yes.
And also, what did you say? The other one? After The Wife on TBN. Oh, you didn't give us another page.
Yes.
Okay, so it's,
yeah,
only Instagram.
But
and
we
Facebook.
Also, we loaded like 4 episodes on YouTube,
okay,
as well.
Also,
so
they can also follow
if
on
they've
YouTube.
Missed the first,
yeah,
4 episodes.
Yeah.
We're also on Catch Up.
Okay.
So I know we'll see, currently we are having a problem with the Catch Up decoder,
yeah,
if you,
okay,
like a DSTV decoder, mm, then there's an issue there. But if you are connected to the internet and also you are watching you via the DSTV app,
yeah,
all the episodes are there and loaded.
Okay.
Yes.
And what did I, so The Wife is on TBN every Tuesday, 7:30,
yeah, TBN channel 343,
yeah, every Tuesday, 7:30.
Yes.
Okay. Someone on the WhatsApp line says, dear Mpo, thank you for an awesome program. They are listening, they're enjoying it.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
And another one says, greeting, maid servant of God. A husband must set by example in terms of taking care of their wives. What you were saying earlier on.
Yes.
As Jesus expecting that to love their wives in terms of doing justice in all respect, which means that submission will respond to love,
yes,
from a husband, mm, as a bond of perfection. So exactly what you were saying.
Yes.
If the husband is doing the right things, it's not difficult for the wife.
Submission won't
be
an issue.
Yeah.
No, it won't be an issue.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. Thank you so much to everybody who sent through them. Sometimes I struggle to see. Mpoza, how do I see again who sent through a message? Teach me that trick once again. I want to shock them. So thank you so much to Put Mlungisi for sending through his message. And there's another one here. Who also said, dear Mpo, thank you for an awesome, how do I do, Mpoza? Thank you for an awesome program. You know, I'm not so technologically smart. I struggle with these things. Oh, that was
the only one.
That was my
me.
Friend Christine Pinao. Thank you so much, Christine. Always listening. Always a pleasure to have you,
Christine,
on air. So Hlengiwe, you can watch, the listeners can watch The Wife on TBN every Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Get it, follow The Wife on Instagram, The Wife _ Talk,
yes,
and then on Facebook is
The Wife on TBN.
On TBN,
yes.
So, Hlengiwe, right now I'm gonna put you on a spot. I would like for you to lead us in prayer, to pray for the wives listening, you know, to encourage them in taking their position. We are standing in the gap for the wives this afternoon. If there's a wife who's listening this afternoon, going through challenges in their marriage, you know, struggling with understanding a difficult husband, we are standing in the gap. We are praying for you. So do lead us in prayer.
Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise and honor and glory and adoration, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. You created heavens and earth and everything. We are here, God, praying for the wives all over the world, Lord. You task us, you give us a mandate, Lord, to to honor or to submit to our husbands as if we are submitting to you, Lord, because we love you, and Lord, we are prepared to do whatever you tell us to. We pray for our husbands, Lord, that you grant them wisdom and grace, Lord, to love us and for us, Lord, to submit to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those, God, who are heartbroken, who said in your word you are closer to the brokenhearted and near to those who are about to lose hope. Father, embrace them, comfort them. Those, God, who are barren, who can have children, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray you said they must sing. I know, God, that you can see their prayers, you can see their need, their cry, and you can reach their needs, Lord, according to your riches, God, in heaven.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for those who are abused by their spouses, Lord. We pray that you grant them grace and strength to do the right thing, God, for their children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we offer their protection. We cover them, God, with your grace, with your love. In the name of Jesus, Lord, take control, Lord. And I pray that you remind us, God, as wives, Guti, what we're supposed to be doing, what are we called for. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We give you the praise, Lord. We pray that you become more, God, important and make everything and everyone less important, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hey, I see you are now deep. You were somewhere else. Thank you so much for that prayer. Powerful, beautiful. Her name is Tlengiwe Lubuzo. We wish you all the best, my sister.
Thank you.
To watching The Wife on
TVN.
Thank you.
Please don't miss the episode tomorrow.
Yeah, 7 p.m.
The Forgiveness.
7:30 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you. We're going to play you out with Hillsong. I love this song so much. Christ is enough. As a wife, know that for your marriage, Christ is enough.
Is enough.
Yes. Christ first, then your husband, then your children, then your entire family.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lengiwe.
Thank you, Mpoza, for having me. Bye.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.